patient-centered, family-sensitive care. Temecula Valley Hospital, presenting our series of informative podcasts. It's TVH Doc Talk with Melanie Cole.
Have you been noticing changes in a loved one? Forgetting things easily, poor memory retention? Are you wondering if it might be dementia? My guest today is Dr. Monica Gupta. She's a neurologist on the medical staff at Temecula Valley Hospital. Welcome to the show, Dr. Gupta. Tell us a little bit about dementia. What exactly is it, and how does it differ from Alzheimer's?
Dementia is a disease of the brain. It causes decline in memory and intellectual functioning from a previously higher level of functioning that is severe enough to interfere with daily life. Basically, anything involving thought process, ability to make decisions, all come within that realm of intellectual functioning. It is really important to realize dementia is not normal aging, because normal aging does not interrupt with daily life.
That's so important that you pointed that out. Now, as it's not a part of normal aging, tell us what we should be looking for, what red flags you might want people to notice, and at what age is most important to notice these things.
There are very common signs of dementia. The most obvious one people notice is memory loss, and it's predominantly short-term memory loss. Old memories, old information are generally preserved in many of these conditions. So in addition to the memory loss, disorientation to time, place, and people are seen. People that are forgotten usually include friends. Family is one of the later stages. And then when very severe, the person cannot remember their own name. They will have problems with language, word finding, difficulty with concentration. One important thing to also consider is visual, spatial, and perception problems. They can't really figure where they are in space. This is especially important in people who are trying to drive. Once I can see that that is a problem, I generally very much take away their driver's license because they are at risk of accidents. Other complex tasks, ability to abstract reason, and mood changes, personality changes are also very common things to look for.
People hear memory loss from you and even some visual perception problems. Right away, they think Alzheimer's. So just give a little bit of the differences that you might see in the symptoms that you've just described with symptoms of Alzheimer's.
Alzheimer's is actually a subset of dementia. It's the most common cause of dementia and, as a result, the most known cause. So I try to tell patients that dementia is the large pie, or the piece of pie. Alzheimer's, if you were to cut the pie into slices, the Alzheimer's group would take up most of that size, and it would take up at least two-thirds of the pie slice. There are other types of dementia as well, which tend to have the smaller pieces involved. They are frontotemporal dementia. There are Parkinson's disease associated with dementia, Lewy body dementia, some infectious causes, as well as some metabolic causes as well. So Alzheimer's disease, as I mentioned, is the most commonly known, and they are most likely associated with the signs and symptoms that I mentioned already. The other ones tend to have their own little specific findings in addition, predominantly different abnormalities on the neurological exam.
So what are you looking for when you do that neurological exam?
The neurological exam usually involves addressing multiple aspects of cognition. I kind of briefly mentioned some of it, the visual spatial skills, ability to attend to tasks such as subtracting numbers, ability to name objects, be able to develop words, word-finding issues. So there's multiple aspects that we look in terms of cognitive, and they essentially involve the different types of cognitive functions that the brain are associated with.
So then what treatments might be available? Is there any treatment available? And does this slow down dementia and or Alzheimer's at all, or are these just to manage some of the symptoms?
In Alzheimer's disease, which I'm going to use as the most likely condition to be treated with medications, there are certain chemical abnormalities that are present in that condition. there is a neurotransmitter called acetylcholine, which has a complex chemical pathway that is affected in Alzheimer's disease. The medications that are out there are designed to help with that metabolic pathway in order to allow the brain to function more effectively. The most commonly known one is donepezil. This essentially, upon further evaluation, has been found to essentially help the cognitive aspects of dementia for really only an 18-month period. People have added on another medication called memantine, and this works on a different set of neurotransmitters, but it also has its own restrictions. And this will also basically delay the progression, just like the donepezil, in this case, only 2 to 3 years. When you add the combination of the acetylcholine-based drug along with the memantine, really the delay of progression and the effect lasts about 5 to 6 years. So in this case, as you mentioned, this is predominantly essentially symptomatic treatment. It really does not do much for the underlying cause. And the underlying cause in dementia, specifically Alzheimer's disease, is, in a very simple way of putting it, the deposition of a certain type of protein called amyloid into the brain that causes the brain dysfunction. And understanding what is associated with that deposition is very important. So there are research studies being done to figure out how to aid in that more preventive aspect rather than the symptomatic side of treatment, which is what these medications are for.
Dr. Gupta, is there any preventive measures that people can take to either ward off dementia or Alzheimer's, things that you want them to do, physical exercise, dietary, cardiovascular? What would you like them to know?
It has been found that close to 75% of dementia is associated with environment. There are genetic factors, but a lot of it has to do with what we're exposed to and what we basically allow our body to do or not do, as well as what we put in our body. The typical common conditions which are found nowadays, diabetes, high blood pressure, cholesterol, they all affect the body in various ways. Smoking is also a common cause, as it causes oxidation of many parts of the body. There are certain aspects of dementia that we can't really, or causes of dementia which we can't really control, and that's age. But I like to go along the realm of anti-inflammatory changes or dietary regimen that can really help prevent the development or the deposition of these amyloid plaques.
In just the last minute or so, Dr. Gupta, what should people that have a loved one in the beginnings of dementia think about, and why should they come to Temecula Valley Hospital for their care?
It is important when a family member starts noticing their loved one having cognitive changes. Many times people will think, oh, well, this is just part of their normal process of aging, and they may not necessarily come in until things become more noticeable. It is very important that the patient be evaluated sooner than later, because the longer a person goes, there tends to be a little bit more of a point of no return. So the earlier they're evaluated, the earlier they're put on, you know, dietary changes, exercise regimens. I recommend also multiple vitamins and supplements to help with brain health. So the sooner a person realizes it, very important to bring them in for evaluation. Also, it's important to ensure that the other underlying medical conditions are well controlled. For example, the diabetes, blood sugars, smoking is also an important thing to address.
Thank you so much. You're listening to TVH Doc Talk with Temecula Valley Hospital. For more information, please visit TemeculaValleyHospital.com. Physicians are independent practitioners who are not employees or agents of the Temecula Valley Hospital. The hospital shall not be liable for actions or treatments provided by physicians. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening.